American farmers again started to farm more land. They also used more yield-boosting technology, as did farmers in other parts of the world. A record 179 million productive acres were brought in worldwide since 2006, says Dan Busser at AgResource, a research firm. Things started to turn sour after a year of record profits in 2013, when the rapidly growing global supply of grains outstripped demand, the appetite for ethanol stagnated, and the Chinese economy slowed down. American net farm revenue dropped from $120 billion in 2013 to an estimated $62 billion this year. But unlike the previous big crisis, the balance sheets of many farmers are robust. Moreover, interest rates are still low and demand remains steady, even if it isn't growing much anymore. And although the values for farmland dropped last year for only the second time since the 1980s, these drops were far less dramatic than they were back then. The value of land in Indiana, for instance, fell nearly 60% between 1981 and 1986. This boom was not as strong, and we don't anticipate this crisis to be as severe as in the 1980s, says Christopher Hurt at Indiana's Purdue University. Even so, farmers have reason to be anxious. The two things that matter most to them, weather and government policy, are unpredictable. Monkeying around with trade deals makes us nervous, says Brent Gloy, who farms in southwestern Nebraska. America exports 20% of its farm production. Its top export markets are Canada, China, and Mexico. Populist politics were born in a Midwestern farm crash at the end of the 19th century. That 21st century populism should come along at the same time as an agricultural slump is further proof of what Mark Twain knew. History rhymes.